Just 3 years ago, Nigeria was the reservoir of more than half the polio cases in the world. This year, the World Health Organization removed Nigeria from the list of polio endemic countries.
Not having polio in Africa for 12 months is really a great achievement.
The movement to end polio began 30 years ago with Rotary, an organization that embraced this mission. Carol Pandak from Rotary spoke to VOA via Skype.
We've made tremendous progress in the effort to eradicate polio, and it is an incredibly exciting time to be a part of the effort.
What started out as an effort by one organization is now a global movement.
There's truly a coordinated effort, not only with the polio partners, government workers, thousands and thousands and thousands of health workers that are out there immunizing children.
Rotary has been joined by UNICEF, the World Health Organization, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Centers for Disease Control, governments, volunteers, and others.
If you look in the last 6 months globally, there were only 16 cases of polio. This is a disease that used to cripple 1,000 child a day.
30 years ago, the wild polio virus existed in 125 countries. Now it's down to 2, Afghanistan and Pakistan.
That's the only place in the whole world where wild polio virus still lives. And if we can knock it out there, we're finished with wild polio virus.
The main challenge is to access children that we chronically miss. There's a real focus on finding those children in those remaining pockets that have been inaccessible or are missed for whatever reason.
The other challenge is to prevent complacency. Polio can break out in countries where not enough children are immunized. Vaccination programs must continue until no child anywhere has contracted polio for at least 3 years. Only then will polio be a part of history. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.